All right, good people, before we get started, we are going to start off by saying, by giving you a word from our fake sponsor. All right, Sam, do you like reading books?
Always.
Do you like entertaining nonfiction books?
They might be my favorite.
Well, I'm going to tell you, this one nonfiction book, our fake sponsor for today, might be too good to be true. Our fake sponsor for today is A Million Little Pieces by James Fry. It tells the story of a 23-year-old alcoholic and drug user and how he copes with rehabilitation in a 12-steps-oriented treatment center. The book follows Fry through the painful experiences that lead up to his eventual release from the center, including his participation in the clinic's family program with his parents, despite his strong desire not to. Throughout the novel, Fry speaks of the fury he is fighting, which he sees as the cause of his desire to drink alcohol and drugs. The fury could be seen as the antagonist of the novel because he believes that he will not be able to recover until he learns to ignore or kill it. A Million Little Pieces by James Fry, an Oprah Winfrey Select Book Club selection. Or something. And now, on to our regularly scheduled podcast.
Ace Podcast.
Hi, this is Alex M.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean Podcast with Sam and Marty. Can I get down like
this? This is the Coming Clean Podcast.
With Sam and Marty. Marty.
On this episode of the Coming Clean Podcast, we celebrate Jason's birthday, LC has to work it though, and Audrina goes on another date. Let's do this. Hello and welcome. It's Friday, which means it's time for your favorite podcast. It's the Coming Clean Podcast, the retrospective podcast about MTV's iconic shows, Laguna Beach, but now we talk about The Hills. I am the bro that runs the show, the president of the Lonely Girl 15 fan club, coming to you live from downtown St. Paul in Minnesota. My name is Marty. And with me is the man with the face of a Hollywood lead, but he can't read Baby Shiloh and Baby Suri's biological father, coming to you live from hipster Brooklyn, New York. It's Sam.
It's a pleasure, and I am welcome to be here.
Oh, you're really running with that catchphrase now.
Yep, stuck to it.
All right, let's kick things off with some Hills headlines.
The Hills headlines.
All right, any news coming out of the gang from The Hills?
Only, I believe, that Heidi released her baby photos.
Yes.
It seems like they were Beyonce-inspired. A lot of floral. I have not seen them fully, but... Oh, and also along with that, I believe Lauren Conrad's People magazine with her and her baby is soon to gross... the most purchased or most sold People ever.
Wow. Congrats to LC and the Halls. They're the Halls, right? Or no, the Hills.
The Tells.
Tells. There you go. Tells. Whatever that was. Hey, congrats. That's a big accomplishment. I did not know that. I'm sure Spencer and Spidey will have something to say about that. I'm sure the National Enquirer will be happy to cover their baby's birth.
Yeah, National Enquirer will be like, alien babies duel on the hill.
I'll pay to see that, for sure. But if there's nothing else, for those...
Also, Spencer was in the news for choking out some, or like, pretending to. I don't even know. It was a weird joke. Some, like, late-night talk show host guy.
Oh.
Other than that, not much else.
Yeah, so Spencer and Heidi, all abuzz right now. They're the... They're the hot thing now that LC and Whitney are laying a little bit low.
Yeah, they're old news. They're out of here.
Yeah, so we're expecting. I think Spidey just got back from their baby moon, too, or in the process of it. I don't know how long baby moons take, but...
It's been like a month.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like it's been at least 3 weeks.
They were on the East Coast. They went to Hawaii for a week. It's been nuts.
Right. Okay, so for our subscribers, you know that we are on Fridays. For those who are catching up, yes, we are on Fridays now. New day, the Hills podcast coming to you on Fridays, while our CS the Key, our red hot CS the Key reactions podcast coming to you live Monday nights shortly after the show airs. We had a lot of drama on the last episode, a special guest. It's been a good time. The show has started to actually exceed my expectations.
Yeah, I mean, I've been having a great time tweeting along with it. It's my first time I've ever live tweeted anything, so It's been great to kind of banter with the other people watching along, whether it's good, bad, the ugly. There's a bunch of good memes been thrown around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's really been a good time. Like, it's not the Hills, it's not Laguna Beach, but if you take it as its own thing, I don't know. I'm still riding high on it.
Yeah, I think... We've mentioned this before. We came in with really low expectations, but it turns out it's not a bad show. It's actually a pretty good show. It's not a great show, but it's a pretty good, pretty great show. Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's no Breaking Bad.
No.
Let's put it out there.
Yeah. But it's not trying to be, but
yeah, it's more Bachelor in Paradise rather than the actual Bachelor.
Yeah. I mean, if you enjoy stuff like The Hills, The Challenge, stuff like that, I think you'll find time in your day to go check this out. But yeah, check it out. MTV 10/9 Central Monday nights, and the podcast following that at around 11/10 Central. All right, one last piece of business here. Our August contest keeps going. Your chance to win a free Coming Clean podcast t-shirt with the design of your choice. So if you want to scheme and dream with us, if you want a welcome to be here, if you want some drama meter, or if you want a custom hashtag resident emo shirt, if you're a big Connor fan, you know, give us a holler. All you have to do is go to iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Give us 5 stars on the ratings tab thingy, and then leave a review. Take a screenshot and send it to us via or at Coming Clean Pod via, you know, a response, a tweet, an Instagram. Or if you're shy, slide into those DMs. DM season is wide open. Or if you're super shy, coming.clean.pod@gmail.com is the place to go. And now, let's go straight to the Hills and talk about our friends. And talk about the highlights of this episode. What is this episode called?
The one and only Jason's birthday.
It sure is. Here are the highlights.
The Hills highlights.
All right, I know it's called Jason's birthday, but I'm going to bury the lead here a little bit because that's going to take the bulk of the conversation, I'm sure. So let's start off with Audrina going with a date with not Brian. So she's checking out her options. So she goes out on a date with, I'm going to say it right now, probably the biggest douchebag we've seen. In all of our TV watching.
Dan the Man. Daniel. Danny. the wannabe model and actor.
Oh my god. This guy is something. This guy cannot be real. Like, they planted this guy.
Yeah, it had to have been. It's either they're trying to draw her back to Brian, or Audrina has just bad luck.
All right, so we talked about this when Audrina and Brian went out on their date, but she is not the greatest conversation starter on the first date setting. And we just have this guy, first of all, leading off with, when was your last relationship?
Well, first of all, let's start off when he showed up. He said he called her babe. Like, he didn't even use her first name. So I don't think he actually knows her name.
I mean, it's not a common name.
Yeah, well, he should remember that. Or at least, like, say it a couple times, like, to her face so you can mentally remember it. That's just the key. It's a little thing there, Danny. Learn it.
All right, yeah, let's start from the beginning. So he picks her up. They get in the car, and they're driving to the restaurant.
Yeah, was this a Mexican restaurant?
I believe so.
Okay, because that goes along with some of my comments later on. So they're at a Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, was there anything interesting that happened in the car? He was kind of just talking about, when he was humble bragging about living on the beach.
Oh yeah, well she was like, oh, I heard you're going to how was the beach? And he was like, he lied about going to the beach. And then and two, he humble bragged saying he lived at the beach.
Right.
Or on the beach. Right. So in my head, I think this guy's homeless.
He's just a drifter, just literally living on the beach.
I mean, people do that in LA, I feel like.
Yeah, true. The weather permits.
Or he's trying to McConaughey it and just live in like an Astro van down by the beach, just catching waves.
Oh, man. Have you done any research to see what this guy is all about now? Or no?
No, I just didn't even care.
Well, yeah, all right. So we're assuming he's homeless now who lives on the beach. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But yeah, I mean, he just moved. He's trying to be a model actor, and he mentioned that he's trying to be one, so I don't think he's had any sort of success yet. So unless he has, like, ultra-rich parents, I think your theory of him being homeless is probably more plausible than him being able to afford a beachfront property, even on a rental level.
Yeah, like, if he's anywhere near their age, which they are drinking, so he's got to be older than 21 or has a really good fake ID.
No, he looked pretty old.
Yeah, so he might be. Yeah, he's got to be homeless. Like if he's not famous enough that like he's just like wandering around. He lives on the beach. He's got sand in his crack right now, and it's not good.
All right, so if Dan the Man, you're listening, or any producers are listening, thank you for listening. Let us know at Coming Clean Podcast. Where was Dan actually living? And when he says he lives on the beach, does he literally mean he lives on it?
He lives under the pier.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So right away, not a good start. Already lied to Audrina. Mm-hmm. I think they also, was this in the car ride when she asked how long, when was his like last relationship? And he.
This was at dinner now.
Oh, this was at dinner. So now we're at dinner. Mm-hmm. They order their food, which I can get to in a second. Yep. But they had a discussion.
I know exactly what you're going to have beef about or lack thereof.
Do I have to? Should I bring it up now?
No. Just finish your point.
So my point was that they talked about their relationship or the most recent one. He was like, I don't think I've ever been in a relationship. And she seemed kind of taken aback by that. He seemed very cocky in that he's a player type and never actually have rather than he's socially inept and never had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's probably just doesn't want one.
Yeah. The guy's definitely a talker.
Yeah. He's a schmoozer. He's schmoozing.
Yeah. He's a moocha.
Probably. I don't know how he afforded that salad.
Yeah. All right. So yeah. Okay. Let's get to your point here about the food. I know you well enough that I know exactly what you're going to complain about. That's why you
Who gets a salad at a Mexican restaurant?
That's not a taco salad.
It wasn't even taco salad. It was a bowl salad. I didn't see any meat on it.
Nope.
And when you go to a Mexican restaurant, like, get the burrito. Get a chimichanga. Right. Tacos.
Adriana was like going in on those quesadillas.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Like Imelda made them.
Shout out to Imelda.
Yeah, shouts to Imelda.
Best quesadilla in all of Laguna Beach.
But yeah, so I also noticed that, and he was all about. First of all, I appreciate that he was friendly to the wait staff, but true. It sounded a little condescending.
We don't know what he tipped.
Yeah, true. But also, if he even did,
yeah. He's probably like one of those people that go to the restaurants and then they write like, here's a tip for you. Like, learn how to do your makeup better.
Right. Yeah. Or like say a prayer and you won't
find Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, he sounded a little condescending. He's like, oh, thank you very much. It's like
he hasn't seen food in like 10 days.
So that's why he was saying like a couple of pieces of lettuce was a party in his mouth. Oh my god, this guy.
Yeah. So like, what didn't Adrenaline? Yeah, she's. He's yeah. They're both were not interested in each other. Like one, he had to call and check his voicemail.
Yeah, that was at first. I was like, is this a power move? And then he just kind of sat there.
Just holding on to me. Oh, it's my manager.
It's because he doesn't have a charger and his phone doesn't have a battery and he was just pretending.
But like, I mean, I guess we weren't old enough to have like, he had a tape recorder like, what's her face? Like LC had.
Yeah, yeah. When you dial your home number and press like the pound sign. Yeah.
Like he definitely, this is what he probably had to do to find this restaurant was go to the library, go on MapQuest, get some MapQuest directions. And then what else do you call 411?
we're going to have to like get the full unedited footage. Cause I just want to see when he was driving, right?
Yeah. He did have a car.
So yeah, I just want to see is like, oh, my car's right there.
Short ride.
Yeah, I just want to see if you want to come over to the back seat.
Oh yeah, he's like, oh, I'm gonna take you to my house, and he just drives across the street because they're across the street. Yeah. They're across from the beach.
Oh man, all right, we've been too hard on Dan. But yeah, he kind of deserves it.
Yeah, I mean, and then after that she meets up with the rest of the crew and we have a nice kind of maybe a little awkward interaction with Brian being there.
Yo, shouts to Brian.
Yeah, he powered through that one.
I'm going to say, I know I gave you a hard time, I think, on the first episode, or maybe second, when you said you were Team Brian. And I gave you a hard time on that one. But
I think I meant I was Team Jordan, maybe. Oh. Because Jordan was making the buckets.
Oh, then no. But I'm on Team Brian now.
Yeah, I can get behind some Brian.
Yeah, I was like, well, he was funny. He was like, I was like, is this Brian or is this Chris Pratt? The guy's crushing it.
He's been going to some improv classes.
Probably.
He's joined a group and then learning some social skills.
He got some jokes.
What I didn't get when that happened was when they all sat down and Heidi, before Brian even got there, was like, hey, don't say anything about Adrina's date.
And then she kept prying.
Brian. Yeah. And then they kept talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, even like Jason and LC looked kind of uncomfortable when Heidi brought it up. Even Jason was like, dude, calm down. Because Jason's like, Brian's boy.
Yeah.
Not Jason. Jordan.
No. Jordan and Jason are cool. Yeah. Double J's. And I think Brian's just along for the ride now.
Yeah. But yeah, I did not understand why Heidi was insisting on talking about this guy in front of Brian.
I mean, maybe it's like the pickup artist kind of thing, you know?
A Morgan.
Yeah, like sure what he can't get.
Yeah. Yeah, or
but I think Brian's on, yeah. I mean, Heidi's on Brian's side. I don't know.
That's it's what very I thought.
Yeah.
Unless Adrina doesn't like Brian and she told Heidi, yo, just start talking about, because when she got there they were like, are you alone?
Yep.
So that kind of woke up, and if I was Brian I would have just been straight up mad awkward that whole time.
But oh yeah,
played it cool, you know, just rolled just with stuff, it yes stuff and
my face full of bread.
Yeah, yes and UCB, you know, helping out. I don't know if he's actually good enough to be in UCB.
Yeah, no, probably not.
So yeah, I mean, shouts to Brian. I thought you played it off well. I thought he had a solid episode. It was really funny. Yeah.
He should have. He didn't take his shot when he Adrina and him ended up, I guess, hooking up. But they didn't, as Adrina said, didn't take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that means the sex. So I think Brian, that could be his downfall.
Oh my god, put that on a t-shirt. Hashtag the sex.
And what else is out there?
I will say we. Hashtag relatable, Brian.
Yeah.
That's for my spin-off podcast.
Why me?
All right. Whoa, what just happened? All right. Anything?
Double sigh.
Yeah, oh, jeez. Okay. Let's get back on track here.
Yeah, Adrina is still looking for the right man. Hopefully she can find him.
We know he's coming.
Yeah. It's just when and where.
Yes. And yeah, Brian, good on you. We're cheering for you right now. Okay. It's time for our main event of the evening. It's J-Wall, and it's his birthday.
Congratulations. Actually, I looked up J-Wall's birthday. It's January 11th.
Oh, there you go.
So that can put it into timeline context, and we realize that they take about 6 months to film and edit.
Yep, true. And also how freaking beautiful Southern California is when you can go out golfing in the middle of January.
Yeah, I mean, that's straight up my dream.
Also, shouts to Capricorns. What up, Jason? And, you know, we never did it, but since we're talking birthdays, a happy birthday to our happy belated birthday. We tweeted about this to Sam. Sorry for coughing, but yeah, happy birthday. You know, how was that? Was it anywhere close to? Did you have a party? Did you have a get together just like J-Wall here? Did you play golf?
I did zero out of the three. I went to dinner, had a nice dinner, and then just kind of relaxed.
All right, you didn't go out after and leave your girl in the dust?
No, it's what happens when you turn 40.
They'll never know how old we are. We act like we're 17.
Yeah, and we're not.
Yeah, but we talk about work like we're like 48.
80. Yeah. We've been through the years.
Yeah. All right, back on track here too.
Yep.
Okay, where do we want to start off?
You want to start off at in the beginning when Elsie and Heidi went to go shopping for Jason's gift?
Okay, yeah, I'm sure you have an opinion on this. Because
I always have some kind of opinion.
All right, here we go. For golf talk, you have like 90 seconds to give your hot take on Elsie's choice of golf clubs.
All right, at the time, Nike golf clubs were pretty good. I was rocking a driver myself, but seems like she made the right choice with going with the Callaway. However, what person who has an internship has that kind of money seems pretty bananas, because those were at least probably $600 to $800 clubs.
Yeah, at least the prices on the thing when I was looking. Yeah, there were.
It was a grand. It was probably about $800 clubs.
Did she get him the full set?
Yeah, and a driver. So that she's probably
and the bag.
Spent about. Yeah, she's probably spent about a grand, if so, not like $1,200.
And that's for the step below the best one.
Mm-hmm. Because you buy the set of the irons, then you have to buy a driver and a bag. Yeah,
all separately, right?
Yeah, she spent some dough.
Yeah, and obviously a reputable brand. And, I mean, when you're rocking the Laguna Beach money, man, you got money to spend.
I mean, was that like her one paycheck that she got from the show?
do they get your seal of approval in terms of her choice of clubs?
I personally use Callaway, so I approve.
There you go. Sam, with a stamp of approval. Also, just general question, golf clubs, good gift if you're receiving it?
Yes, but I would enjoy golf clubs if I needed new clubs.
Mm-hmm.
However, for somebody who just got back together with their boyfriend of probably maybe a year,
right,
after you just had a really bad breakup, that would not
seem like a year either. That was like less than a summer.
Yeah. So I would say not the best idea, because you can't really get that you can't get that back if you break up.
Right. Two things that I noticed. One were the amount of I love yous that LC dropped. Versus the amount of I love yous that Jason did not drop. And for those keeping score, I believe it was 4-0.
We should keep a running tally.
Right.
But we won't. But we won't.
We'll say we will. Like we do many things.
We'll just make it up.
So it's 14 I love yous from LC. to what? From Jason?
I didn't hear you.
So, yeah, dropping multiple I love yous. Yeah, again, considering they just got back together, and two, from a relationship that ended badly, and three, that lasted for maximum, I want to say, 4 months. Things talk about next level.
bananas.
Hashtag unrelatable. And
back on that podcast. Why me?
Yeah, why me? And also, yeah, the minimum, let's just say, being conservative, minimum $800 gift. That's crazy.
Yeah. No, that's like maybe $300 at most.
Right.
And then including like a really nice dinner.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, so, I mean, my parents love me very much, and I don't think they've spent more than like a couple hundred on me.
Yeah. No, it's unfathomable.
What it must be like to live in the West Hill villas or on the beach like Dan. All right. Okay, so they do that, and now should we go to Teen Vogue?
Yeah.
All right, so Elsie and Whitney.
Yeah, so we have a setup with Lisa has planned a photo shoot for, I guess, one of their upcoming magazines. And Whitney's got school, so Elsie's dubbed to work it.
Yep, and she was not happy about it.
No, so if you're in that situation, right, you're an intern and you're asked to work something on somebody's birthday. Mm-hmm. Your significant other, would you be upset, or how would you play that?
I would be upset, but I would be like, you need me there? Yes, ma'am. I will be there however long you need me for.
Yeah, my boyfriend of 3 months that I got back together with, I don't think can worry about it.
I got a $1,000 gift, so he'll understand.
Yeah, like even in long-term relationships or whatever, I mean, it's sad to say, but like on the East Coast lifestyle or whatever, like usually work will come first, and people are pretty like understanding about it. Okay, especially like your internship, like it's an internship. Right. Like you got to do it. Like this is something you want to do with your life.
Right, and you're doing it for what? Like just the school year, so it's not like you're there forever.
Exactly.
But also, I don't even get my own birthday off.
And what were they going to do all day? Probably nothing.
Right, and she said she was sending him messages all day.
Yeah, I think Jason just seemed very butthurt about the whole situation. He was like, oh, you're not going to spend my birthday with me? Like, no, dude.
He knows that that's probably the only birthday he'll have with her in this relationship.
Just get the good one in.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, both of them did not... I don't know. I guess that's just them being young. Like, I would obviously be upset because that's sort of a waste of a day. Like, I could be hanging out.
Yeah.
But... still, it's a job's a job, and at that age, when you're paying your dues, you got to pay your dues.
And she was going to learn a lot. Like, nobody in internships is, like, helping to run, like, single-handedly run a whole fashion shoot.
Right, and also, she got out at, like, 6.
Yeah, like, 6:30.
And if she went to the photo shoot, which she didn't, which... again, bad move, Elsie.
Oh, yeah. That lady was like, well, if you want more experience.
Right.
Which she was kind of rude about. Like, come on. Like, past 6:30, like, overachiever much.
But, yeah, I mean, but also that's like a cool experience. It's not like go fill paperwork for another 8 hours, intern. It's, yo, you want to go to the beach? Maybe see Dan hanging out?
Dan was probably at the photo shoot. They were doing models. He was probably already there.
Oh, yeah, true. He was, I'll be at home.
Yeah.
He's a work-from-home model.
He's like, I don't go to shoots. The shoots come to me.
It's not like it's a bad job to have. Like, you're hanging out with models, you're taking pictures, so it's not like it's a boring job. Have Jason come out to the beach for a couple of hours.
Something. Yeah, so, I don't know. I don't know what he had planned, but the other thing is, like, he got to go play golf with his buddies. Was she going to go play golf with him?
Because she was already planning on giving that gift anyway, right?
Exactly, so he could use them. So he's golfing that day. Like, there's no end, there's no way they went off at, like, they went off around noon because nobody wakes up until noon anyways in that group.
Yeah, because, maybe with LC, they would have done, like, a morning round. But
maybe. I don't know. Or, like, 10. I don't know. 10 if, I don't know. Depending on how nice that place is. But
also, here's the thing. Not that Whitney owes LC anything, which she doesn't. LC owes Whitney something. But I would have tried to call in a favor of, yo, I'm going to work until you're out of class. Mm-hmm. And then we can just split the day and we both get possibly paid and get pretty much equal experience. So I'll set up, you shut down. Because it's not like, because what she said
to,
that Whitney
like
said,
even with, yeah, Whitney could have been there for another 3-4 hours and done the night shift. Right. Even if she could, like, depending on traffic apparently is really bad.
Right.
So, in LA. So Whitney could have got there, like, even if she, how long the trip is, if it takes her 3 hours, she gets there by 3 after class.
Right.
And then Elsie can leave at 3.
Yeah, you know what? This is on Lisa and Blaine. No, it's more on Blaine. Bad management.
Well, no, Blaine, what? I like Blaine today. He seemed really nice asking questions and was like,
yo, you know what that was? He was looking for that invite.
You wanted the invite to dinner?
Yeah, he wanted to be part of that dinner, man.
He heard they were going to the closed Blowfish.
Yeah, is that still open? You're Mr.
Nope.
Yelp.
Nope, it's closed.
Wow.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah, was it an Italian restaurant?
No, it was sushi.
But they had bread and oil and vinegar?
No, that was...
Oh, that was the night before, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this one was sushi, where I think they were doing, like, sake bombs and stuff.
Also, they are 19, and they are being served alcohol.
Yeah. Man. I mean, we never tried that because we are too scared of them asking us. But we lived in New York City, and we could have probably gone. Actually, no. We've gone to several restaurants, and we've asked, and they're like, do you have IDs? And we're like, nope.
Well, we said we wanted Sprites.
Yeah. We did not say we wanted Bud Lights.
Yeah. We actually were like, can we get a vodka tonic? And they're like, can I see ID? No, I said tonic. Just tonic, please. Tonic on the rocks. With
sir,
a kiss of
sir,
lemon.
Don't get angry.
Oh man. But yeah, so they're drinking, they're all having a good time. And again, another weird move by Elsie of her being upset at Jason for not sitting with her. It's his birthday. He's having a party with a weird mix of people.
I don't know where they pulled these extras from, but they're all friends. Because Jason didn't seem like he even knew the people that were at the end that he started hanging out with.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, it's his party. So let him socialize, because the party's for him, not for your relationship. So I don't know why Elsie was upset at that one. Like, I guess she was probably stressed out and bummed out that she didn't get to spend the day. But it's like, dude, he's going to come back.
What he has to do is either, or Elsie should have, like, got up, you check in, or he's, like, one of them has to just check in with the other one.
Right.
Whoever's either being more social, or it seems like maybe Jason's more the social guy, so like he maybe should walk up to her and just check in for a little bit and then bop out. Not just, oh, I look like I'm going to be in trouble.
Right.
I'll check in. You got to preempt that.
And can I just say, I am seeing a pattern from LC, because outside of Cabo number, or her birthday in Cabo.
Yeah, Cabo number 2.
Yeah, she is like the biggest wet blanket when it comes to parties.
Oh, yeah.
All time.
And we've already seen it twice when Heidi was all excited about her getting that job interview with Brent.
Right.
At that bar.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was also like a Monday night.
Right.
Before
but still.
School started. But, you know, still, like, don't just pout around and, like, sit there.
Right. Also, yeah, you're like a sophomore here. You'll be fine.
And Jason's not, I mean, I know we were pro Jason, but Jason's not even that fun.
No. And yeah, I mean, he just wanted to talk to people. It wasn't like he probably had dinner with her.
So actually, on a serious note,
no.
Whenever, I think from what I've seen from like Teen Mom and other shows, I think Jason was either drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Already drinking or on something. When he was driving that car. So I was, driving there.
Yeah.
So I was a little concerned. And then when he's at that restaurant and he kept leaving to go to the bathroom, I'm just saying it might be a little something. Ooh. You know, he was a little hyper.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. He did seem, you're right. He did seem a little more animated.
Yeah. He was a little low and then he came out a little high.
That's wow. So he was having fun at his party then. That's why he wanted to keep going.
I mean, if you look back, I don't know. Like, he is on something.
Yeah,
he's not. That's not like it, he's slurring his words. You can tell when he's Jason at prom.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference. Like Jason at prom and then Jason not at prom are two different people, and their speeches. Like slurred or a little more slow.
Right.
His speech was so slow and then just kind of like defensive the whole time.
Yeah.
That's when you know he's done something. He knows he's done something wrong.
Right. Ooh, that's a great observation. I did not even pick up on that. I'm a naive little boy.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not good. Ooh.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. But that's a sobering thought considering we were talking about someone getting high.
Yeah. But he was like he was already pre-planning that he wasn't gonna go home with LC,
right? Because he was like, "Go take my car."
Yeah, because he's like, "Oh, like you'll take my car home."
Yeah. So, but also, I mean, LC, just I don't know if he wanted to spend time. Well, I guess she knew what he was up to.
Yeah, she probably didn't want to be a part of it, and they can't really be like, "I don't want to be a part of that," and it's like a little too obvious.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, now it just you're throwing me into a loop here, man. Just my interpretations of this episode have changed a lot.
Basically, what I'm trying to get at is that LC and Jason should have just had a separate dinner of themselves.
Right.
Maybe the night before. He could have gone out Tuesday night. Jason doesn't have a job.
Right.
So they're available. She could have gone then. Or done it Thursday or saved it to the weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, do the big party on the weekend. You're still going to be the same age. You have a whole year.
Your birthday is a Wednesday. Like, you don't necessarily do a big bash on the day of your birthday during the week. Right?
That's why they got all those random ass people.
They're like, oh, man, anybody want to show up?
Yeah, free food, man.
We have seating for 12. Danny, bring your buddies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was just weird because you had like the usual group, but then you had like a bunch of older people.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they're like bodyguards or like something, maybe production, something along those lines, not necessarily like good friends.
Right. And who was the nosy guy? Or, well, first, who was Brian, the one who commented on when Jason first left? He was like, oh, he's over you, LC.
Yeah, it was definitely Brian.
Yeah.
It was his improv kicking in.
Yeah, just trying to lighten the mood, man. Everyone was starting to get down, and Brian was trying to chill. Save the day.
No.
But who was the one who asked LC if they were fighting?
I don't know. No, I didn't even have a name.
Yeah, some random guy in a hat, I think. And I apologize for my voice. I'm hoarse right now.
Yeah, it was like a skull cap. He had a scully on.
Right. So, yeah, random guy being nosy. Elsie's wrong. I don't even know you, guy.
Yeah. Get the hell out of here, bro.
All right. So anything else here worth talking about on his birthday? So we close the episode with Jason riding off.
Yeah, disappearing into the night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I think it was a pretty simple episode. Nothing really crazy. It's kind of it's the dog days of the hills. I think this happens in a lot of these seasons where we're leading up to
the big party.
Yeah, and we're leading up to definitely some downfall.
Right. So yeah, the next. Oh wait, didn't we discuss last week on when the next big fight was?
Oh, we did an over and under of how many times they're gonna either get in a fight, break
big
up.
Big fight or break up, yep.
Yeah.
All right, so we're at one.
Yeah.
One for one.
Here we go.
All right. Okay, any final thoughts on this episode? Thoughts.
Very good spelling.
Thank you.
No, I think we pretty dissected it. I'm assuming next week we're going to have a get to back together. But... I think it's gonna be raw. It's gonna be like on edge. She's gonna give him an ultimatum. I think LC's gonna give Jason an ultimatum that he will surely not live up to.
Yes, let's not hold our breaths for Jason keeping his word on anything on this show. All right, so before we move on and crown some winners, let me tell you about one of our ace podcast partners. It's called Not Alone, and it's a weekly podcast covering all things mysterious and unexplained. Your host, Sam, is that you? Sam and Jason. That's me. And J-Wall? Sam and J-Wall. they've been called the Siskel and Ebert of Things Strange, and others with interest in the paranormal saying, as a fellow believer in the weird, it's like coming home. Join them as they reveal to you the hidden world of the paranormal nestled within the so-called real world. From stories you've never heard of to ones you know by heart, their variety of topics, from curses to cryptids to UFOs and back again, will provide something for the true believer and the diehard skeptic alike. And until next time, as I'm losing my voice, remember, we are not alone. And now, we're going to crown our MVP of the week. Clap your
hands with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
All right, you're back on the Coming Clean podcast, and you have nighttime, Marty. Sam, give us your MVP of the week.
Well, my MVP of the week is... I don't even know. This is a tough decision. Not a lot of people succeeded, so I think I'm going to give it to Audrina.
Hey, first time, long time.
She was just looking for love, but she found it in all the wrong places. So hopefully she can persevere. She knows what she wants, and hopefully she can really succeed.
All right. Congratulations to Audrina. Package is in the mail. Crazy. All right. My MVP of the week is going to my boy, Brian. I tried to roll my R's, but it didn't work. Brian. No, I just lost my voice again.
Brian.
We're out here. So congratulations to Brian. First time. Again. Long time. I hope you win Audrina's heart over. Because you have 1 hour. And now, on the flip side of this, let's jump in to the Jabron Zone.
Jabroni, JABRONIXYZABC. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, Sam. Toilet is open for business. We've thrown a lot of people in there. Who will be thrown in it this week?
We're going to throw in Jason into the Jabron Zone.
Wow. The birthday boy thrown into the Jabron Zone live from Minneapolis Public Radio. My name is Marty.
Jabroni!
So Jason. Jason.
Double Jabron.
Oh.
Jabroni!
Oh. So, yeah, why is he in your Jabron Zone?
He just kind of acted like a jerk. I mean, ooh, you're 19. So that's the here's the thing. Jason, he didn't go to college, where a lot of us would be in college at this time making mistakes in probably a sheltered environment.
Right.
However, he's out in the workplace now, and it's tough to be 19, but then have to like fend for yourself. Like, he's accelerated his life by like 4 years before us.
Right.
And I think he should have shaped up a little bit, you know, try to have a real relationship with somebody, especially somebody that he thinks he could spend his rest of his life with her. Like, you're messing this up, man. So that's why he's the Jabroni.
Ooh, one more time.
Jabroni.
Jason, I'm sorry, but you're in the Jabron Zone, my friend. Even though it's her birthday, that was her birthday gift. And my Jabroni of the week. It was actually tough because...
Yeah, a lot of people could fall into that character.
A lot of Jabronis this episode. But I am going to go ahead and flush our boy. Give him a new home, Dan the Man.
Jabroni!
Yeah, no. I mean.
It's pretty, for all the reasons we laid out for the first like 15 minutes of this podcast, yeah. You are in the Jabron zone, my friend. So I hope you have a good time there, you know. Just stay at home, be at home, and, you know, enjoy. I hope we never see you again. Okay. Well, also, we just side note, we did not. Did Heidi quit her job?
No, we. Maybe she took vacation already.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, Sam, the last chance for final thoughts here before we close out.
No, I just I hope all these kids can really find true love. We don't know how their relationships are going to end up, so hopefully, you know, they all work out just fine.
All right, and now we're going to go into the most controversial segment of the show. It's trivia time.
I think you need to step in front of Justin and put the Duke spot, dude. I think you should come out here, right here, and come talk to me like that.
It's trivia time.
It sure is, Sam. I am in the, or no, you are in the lead. My
hell yeah,
force of habit.
Oh yeah, hilarious.
Oh, one second. You are in the lead, 8-7, and we are talking about what date and what are your questions for me?
Yeah, all right, we're talking about. I'm going to give you 5 questions about June 28th, 2006.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes, Nighttime Marty will do better.
All right. On June 28th, this controversial host was booted from The View one day after surprising ABC and Barbara Walters by saying on the air that she would not be returning to the daytime talk show in the fall. Who is this host?
Oh, is it Rosie O'Donnell?
No.
Who was
it? It's Star Jones Reynolds.
Oh, man, I have not heard her name in a minute.
Yeah, that was a great question, though.
Oh, yeah, great question. Shouts to Joel McHale, who had all the best Star Jones.
Insults?
Yeah, on the soup.
What was the good soup line that we like?
It's Miley! Oh, no. Chicks, man. Oh, my deteriorating voice is good for that. Let's talk about chicks, man. Chicks, man. We should get that as a drop when we talk about the women on this show.
Yeah. Right. Line it up.
Yeah. All right. Question number 2?
Sure.
One.
All right. On June 28th, Miracle on Ice coach Herb Brooks and this very famous goaltender at the time was the NFL's winningest goaltender at
NFL
that time. NHL, sorry. Were among 4 honorees elected to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Who is this goaltender?
Asking me a hockey question?
Well, I am he might be one of your favorite hockey players.
Ooh, I am from the North, so I will go with one of like the 6 hockey players that I know and one of 2 goaltenders that I know. One of them, I'm pretty sure didn't. I don't think he had enough wins because he's not as legendary. So I'm going to go with the man who put the curse on the Montreal Canadiens, Patrick Waugh.
Patrick Waugh is correct.
Yes, and that additional bit of trivia brought to you
by Patrick Roy.
Brought to you by the Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast, because he keeps talking about how Montreal is cursed because they booed Patrick Waugh.
Who's the other goaltender?
Giguère. Jean-Sébastien Giguère.
What about Martin Brodeur?
I've heard of that name.
He's now the most, the number one winningest goaltender.
Oh. Yeah, Patrick Waugh, I just remember him from, he played for the Avalanche, right?
Correct, NHL 95.
Yeah, with Paul Kariya?
Jeremy Roenick, and I don't know, somebody else.
Arko Nieminen.
Scott Hall.
Yo. NWO for life. All right.
Too sweet. All right, on to question number 3.
All right, it's 1-2. Let's do this.
This artist held the number one song on the top 100 charts for exactly 1 week, starting on July 1st, several days after June 28th. Hopefully he made someone proud. Who is this artist?
Dang.
Who is this? Oh, man.
It's a good hint, too.
I know, because I hear the song in my head. I do not remember this guy's name. Did I make you? Did I make you proud? 2006. Did I make you proud? So it wasn't.
Did he?
Oh no. Because I know Chris Allen won this season. Oh no. It wasn't Taylor Hicks, was it?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Taylor Hicks is correct.
Yeah. Silver Fox.
Yeah. All right. Marty takes the lead 9-8. On to question number 4. A little geography, geopolitical question for you.
Nice.
On this day, the Republic of Blank was admitted as the 192nd member of the United Nations by General Assembly Resolution 60-206. Or 260. Miss typo. This country def didn't want to be friends with Vladi Divac.
So this was like a flip of the question that I asked you last week. So that was Serbia or Yugoslavia, which we can't. I'm going to go with Montenegro.
That is correct.
All right. Give me that bell. All right. How many now questions?
Three for four.
Oh, nice. We are crushing it this year.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good. I'm pretty sure. I did a good clue on this. So on to question number 5.
All right, do it.
All right. This American science fiction publisher and editor died on June 28th, 2006. He wasn't as cool as Whiskey because his last name was spelled differently with this Latin diphthong. Who is this person?
What?
It actually ends up being a really good question once I explain it, but he do you want me to read the Whiskey? Second part of the second part? He wasn't as cool as Whiskey because his last name was spelled differently with this Latin diphthong.
I don't know, man. Something Daniel?
No. Jim Bain.
Jim what?
So
Jim Beam.
Yeah, so Jim Beam, and then a Latin diphthong is A and E together.
Oh.
So he spells his name B A E N.
Wow. What a question.
I think our resident emo is gonna love that question, I think.
Oh yeah. Shouts to our resident emo. Connor.
All right, three for five. Good start. You're up 2.
Yes, not as good as I wanted to do, but you know, it is what it is. And now let's close this segment out. Well, not this segment. This segment is officially closed. But now let's hear some recommendations. Sam, do you have a recommendation for us?
I'm gonna recommend Warby Parker. Ooh. I'm currently wearing Warby Parker glasses. They've been around for a couple years now, but they're great glasses. Mine held up for probably about like 4 or 5 years now. $100 glasses. They do all the fitting, everything in there. Cool frames. And they'll send you an assortment to try on. And you just send back what you don't want. Great deal. Great glasses. Check them out.
Hashtag not a sponsor, but you know.
If you want a sponsor. Yeah,
shout to Warby Parker.
We'll shill for anything.
Yes, if the price is right. All right, my recommendation is going to be an EP by our former featured artist, Dodie Clark, or she just goes by Dodie now, the mononym. It's called You, and it's got some good songs in there, so go and check it out on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your music. So Dodie, the title of the EP is You. I would recommend the song Would you be so kind? All right, Sam, that's a wrap for this episode. So let's just tell the good people, if they want to join the contest and send screenshots or just want to talk to us in general, how can they get us our attention? Sorry.
Yeah, you can get our attention at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. Support us on Patreon, which is always appreciated, at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. If you're too embarrassed to do any of that stuff, you can email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and tell all your friends about this podcast, and enter a chance to win that t-shirt.
That's completely correct. And as always, thank you to our good friends Radical Something for our theme song, Kelly, Get Down. Sam, what do the good people have to do?
#RepTheRad.
We'll see you Monday. Worldwide peace.